From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is turning her attention from Haiti to other major U.S. priorities, namely Afghanistan and Yemen. She's heading to London for meetings on both of those countries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with her.
Secretary Clinton recently unveiled a 30-page strategy paper that lays out the long-term goals of U.S. development experts in Afghanistan. She said civilians will stay long after U.S. troops leave. And she's clearly hoping other countries will make similar commitments and bring to London, as she put it in Diplo speak, some deliverables.
In other words, really tangible commitments coming out of the conference by many different parties who will attend.
Officials from countries surrounding Afghanistan and other major stakeholders are also gathering to hear how Afghan President Hamid Karzai plans to tackle corruption. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, who was in Washington last week, said better governance is key.
It's important to recognize that the Afghan government doesn't just need to avoid being outgunned by the insurgency, it must not be outgoverned by the insurgency either. For us, that speaks first to the need to tackle corruption at all levels. Secondly, to achieve much greater focus on district and provincial governance.
Miliband said he's expecting Karzai to lay out more details on how he hopes to persuade some insurgents to lay down their arms. Secretary Clinton, in an interview this week, said ultimately any conflict has to have a political resolution, but the U.S. wants a clearer understanding of what Karzai has in mind.
There are two end states that are being discussed. One's called reintegration, which is done a lot on the battlefield. Our military did this in Iraq. They will do it again in Afghanistan with the same kind of approach. Then there's reconciliation, which would really look at seeing whether or not any level of leadership of the Taliban would be willing to re-enter the political system inside Afghanistan, eschewing violence, turning away from al-Qaeda.
James Dobbins of the RAND Corporation says the U.S. is skeptical that Taliban fighters will give up their fight in return for anything Karzai could offer, but rank-and-file fighters may leave if the price is right.
Offer them an alternative from continuing to take their Taliban salary, and the Taliban salaries are actually pretty good. And that's a question of resources. I think, for instance, one of the things Japan is going to announce is a substantial donation to fund that kind of a reintegration program.
Helping Yemen control al-Qaeda, as well as its own internal conflicts, is the topic of the first meeting in London. Secretary Clinton says this will be a chance for countries that have an interest in Yemen to brainstorm.
They are coming together to discuss security and development. One without the other doesn't work. We'll be making clear to the representatives of the government of Yemen what we expect and how we intend to work with them.
The international community needs to speak with one voice, according to Christopher Bosek, an expert on Yemen at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. One thing the U.S. can do is push for a ceasefire in a conflict in northern Yemen, where Saudi Arabia has been actively involved in helping Yemen put down a rebellion.
This is rapidly accelerating Yemen's economic collapse because they're spending money at such an alarming rate. And every dollar that gets spent fighting this civil war, which the Yemeni government cannot win, is a dollar that's not spent on fighting terrorism or dealing with a post-oil economy or thinking about water or any of the other issues.
The meeting in London, which will include the Saudis and other Gulf states, is a chance, as he put it, to get ahead of a rapidly deteriorating situation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.